You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Thank you for holding. Now you're on the air.
Folks, in a perfect world, I will have the very important man, the mayor of Shepparton, Shane Sarley, on the line. Are you there, Shane?
Good morning, Plummer. How are you, mate?
Very good, and I can hear you loud and clear. Fantastic. Now, you guys had a council meeting.
Yes, we did on Tuesday afternoon. It was our March ordinary council meeting, so a pretty light agenda, which is, I guess, from our perspective, always pleasing. So we're not sitting in the meeting room for 2 to 3 hours, but always some important matters that are addressed across a number of important topics, in particular some matters relating to community planning policy and a community asset committee report. So they're all really important ones and you know, very relevant to people on the ground engaged in their relevant communities and different committees. So that was good to pass that one. And then also a really big one, which is not too far away from your studio, but actually across the road, which is a Parkside Drive development that we'll hopefully see underway soon.
Yeah, well, might get some more listeners if there's buildings being built across the road. That might work out well for 1FM as well. Before we talk about that, and another question, is there anything that you want to let the listeners know about things that went down in the council meeting? Is there anything that you're really keen about that you want people to know about?
Look, I'm sure we'll touch on the Parkside Drive development that we're hopefully going to see undertaken in the very near future. That was probably the main one, and as I mentioned, the first two related to the community. But if you want me to give you a bit of an update on the Parkside Drive, I'm happy to get into that one.
Yeah, let's talk about it, because we're talking about, like, so there's a playground and then there's a lake. Are we talking about the land sort of behind the lake?
Yeah, we are. So the land, I guess, from once you enter off Parkside Drive, into the estate there, as most people would drive through. On the right-hand side, you've got the Bangarang Cultural Centre. As you progress a little bit further north, you've got Filipino House. And then in that area there where there's all that vacant land, effectively between the residential estate and the old Wanganui Secondary College there, is where the land has been identified for two parts. One part with the Department of Health for an early parenting centre, obviously a really, really important asset to have in our community that's obviously there to support those raising children from a young age. And the other one is a critical housing development, which is going to be centralised around supporting GB Health with staff that are coming here and then obviously need to live somewhere. And that's important that we can offer our land, which will be sold at market value. So that's our intention and the direction that we've given at this point to our CEOs to now start engaging in those formal conversations around a sale of land. Our expectation is to receive market value. So we're not gifting or donating this land by any means. This is going to be market value. We'll get a return on this, which is good for all ratepayers. And then on the other end of that, if this can be fulfilled, we'll have some housing built for critical workers connected to GB Health, so nurses, doctors, those that are going to be relocating to Shepparton or here for a short time. And then on the other part, the Early Parenting Centre, which is a very important asset.
Yeah, I did speak to Goulburn Valley Health last week, and getting doctors and nurses and stuff into the area can be somewhat difficult in rural areas. So having extra housing will be absolutely fantastic. Now, I'm going to be selfish, mate. Am I losing the lake?
No, you won't be.
Good, good.
Absolutely not. No, it's an important feature of that estate. So no. And look, council's responsibility is to deal with the vacant block of land, albeit that this won't take up the whole parcel that you see there. They're just two small parcels of land that have been identified for, as I mentioned, the housing and early parenting. So the lake will stay, and all the other great amenities that make that area, you know, really unique and special for its own reasons. You know, it's got good connection to services. It's a nice, quiet area. As you said, it's got the lake. It's got a big playground as you enter on the front end of that estate. So it's a great estate, and this will continue to further enhance it.
You missed the jewel in the crown. 1FM's down here.
Yes, I'll just get into that.
Yeah,
on the ground, 1FM.
You're a busy man. How many houses? Is there a number?
Look, that'll be worked through on exactly depending on the design on what we're hoping to see. So those type of conversations now will take place. But look, It depends on exactly what will be built. So at this particular point, I don't have the exact numbers on what it is, but it's quite a significant parcel of land. And look, GV Health will work through that and obviously identify what types of housing they can fit in there. And hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll get as many as we can. But at the end of the day, they want to, you know, have housing that can accommodate their needs, but, you know, making sure that it fits within the amenity of the location. So that's for them to determine. Obviously, it's zoned appropriately, and they'll work through their needs.
You sound pretty keen about it. I'm guessing you think this is a great idea?
Oh, well, there's two parts to it. Not only the asset that will be now sitting within our community, obviously the early parenting centre. I mean, we've got plenty of housing. You know, that's obviously located around Greater Shepparton residential housing. But why this one's very unique is that it's there to support GV Health. So, that, you know, this is a council-owned block of land. We've got many assets. And to be honest, I said this at the meeting, I actually feel a lot of our council assets are underutilised. And by that, I mean whether there's physical locations or vacant blocks of land. We've got quite a number of them spread across Greater Shepparton, not all have the ability to have these types of developments, but I feel that we need to really start talking about these blocks of land in a real serious way, putting them on the table for consideration and trying to work with different organisations that are prepared to pay a price for this land, but also for us to let go of that parcel of land for a really good community need. So as it stands now, GV Health have about 60 to 70 houses that they rent throughout Greater Shepparton, and on top of that, multiple motel rooms that are booked out, you know, on a weekly basis to accommodate their staff. So as you can appreciate that, if we can support GV Health in them building some housing down there, and, you know, albeit whether it's 10, 15, 20 or more houses, the reality is that takes them the houses that they're currently are leasing off their hands and then can open them up to general market. So it sort of is a win-win for our whole community. And
it is.
So I think it's, you know, a lot more of these things will become sort of, you know, up for discussion. And as we progress forward, I'm really keen to review, you know, all the assets that we've got and understand whether we're getting the best we possibly can out of it.
Yeah, and if we can provide accommodation to medical staff coming into town, they might be having trouble getting somewhere to stay. If we can provide them a location that's secure, like somewhere they can live, it's going to be a lot more enticing to keeping medical practitioners and staff in the area. I guess I have one question, being born here. It used to be the International Village. Now, there was the lake, or we called it the moat. Now, that's been filled in. Do you think that's going to be an issue with building houses on top of where the lake was?
No, I wouldn't have thought so. I mean, look, at the end of the day, that's sort of above my payroll. What I'd probably say is that most importantly, the land needs to be identified appropriately. So, you know, obviously, whether it's industrial, commercial or residential, clearly it's residential land. And, you know, now GV Health and the Department of Health will work closely with our council planners to best ensure that the land is able to accommodate development. I know it is, because clearly that's why we've progressed to this part. But then obviously any engineering work that might be required to make sure that the foundation of those houses and the bigger build, being the early parenting centre, can accommodate a development, and I'm sure it will. I mean, look, those lakes get filled in. They've been filled in for a very long time now. I don't see there being any issues there whatsoever. If there was to be an issue, I'm sure that'll be addressed as they go through any development stage.
Yeah, but I actually think you might be on the money on this one. I think it's a really, really good idea, but I'm just one bogan with an opinion. Before I let you go, I just wanted to clarify something that I read to do with the roads. We were speaking about it off air. Would you be able to talk me through it?
Yeah, so look, what happens actually each month, it's just so like if the
everyday man like me reads it, they don't get confused like I did.
Yeah, of course. Now look, and fair enough. So look, what happens is each month our executive team will give us an update of some things that they've been working through, just for transparency reasons. It can be a little bit confusing, where, you know, an 800,000 reduction against our 22 flood sealed road remediation can be seen as effectively we're having money taken away from our council. That's not the case. basically the 22 flood road silt remediation project. It's actually funded through a disaster recovery funding arrangement, so that in itself is pretty technical to understand. And council is reimbursed for the amount of expenditure incurred. So basically what happened through that period of time is that what we thought we were going to need, we didn't need. And obviously that's why the reduction is there. That doesn't mean that we haven't had the appropriate funding to fulfill the works. It just means that we haven't utilised everything. Which is us being open, honest, and transparent for all good reasons. And, yeah, that's why that's just noted in the agenda. But, yeah, not a reduction. It was technically not our money anyway. It was obviously the state sort of giving us those funds to deal with any issues. We have to identify the issues. We have to report them and then obviously get them all signed off. So you can't just sort of pick random roads to upgrade that weren't impacted by the flood. So that's not how you do it, unfortunately.
Yep. Well, thank you for clarifying that because I found it really confusing. So I really, really do appreciate that. Look, is there anything else? You're a busy man. I'll let you go again. But is there anything else that you'd like to let the listeners know?
Oh, no, I think obviously with Easter upon us and Good Friday tomorrow, depending on how much time I've got, I really encourage everyone, first and foremost, that if you are travelling to be safe on the road, obviously we want to make sure that we get through the Easter break. So take care. But also tomorrow out at Dookie is the Devenish and Dookie Good Friday appeal. So those guys last year raised over $120,000. So if you have an opportunity to get out to the main street in Dookie, Mary Street, there'll be a really good activation there. So I encourage you to pop out there if you haven't already got plans. Otherwise, enjoy the Easter break. And I think, you get into the year pretty quickly and this comes around at a good time. So, yeah, but most importantly, take care.
And don't eat too much chocolate.
Yeah, I'll leave that for my kids.
Yeah. Are you the one that buys the eggs in the family, or you delegate that?
Well, apparently, my wife has got things organised regarding the Easter eggs. I said I don't overdo it because I wouldn't mind our kids sleeping after Easter. They eat that much chocolate sometimes they don't sleep for a week. So.
Yeah.
It can be a pretty full-on household after they get into the chocolate at 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Brutal Sunday afternoons.
Exactly. So, looking forward to the break. And as always, I wish everyone a good Easter break. And most importantly, really take care over the next few days.
Thank you very much for taking some time to speak to us today, Sam. Happy, safe Easter to you as well.
Cheers. Thanks so much. Have a good day.
No worries. Thanks, mate. Sam Sarley, the mayor of Shepparton. What a fantastic bloke to have in control. And, getting some houses. The Goulburn Valley Health. I think it's a good direction. That's just one bloke's opinion, but I think Sam and his team might be on the money on this.
We love our sponsors, especially this one.
SDP Tax has been your trusted local accounting firm and has been proudly helping people just like you across the Goulburn Valley and beyond for over two decades. Are you happy with your accountant? Are you certain that you are receiving maximum tax deductions? Call SDP Tax on 1300 436 829 and start a conversation today. SDP offer a maximum deduction guarantee. That's right, SDP guarantee that they'll find you the greatest deductions possible. With no upfront fee charged, what are you waiting for? Call today. There is no business too small. Call 1300 436 829 or visit www.sdptax.com.
1FM sponsor.
Have you bought a smart TV but not sure how to get the full use out of it? Do you need some help to set up all the apps that offer thousands of free movies, TV shows and sports? Do you need Kayo set up to watch all AFL games with no ads during play? Did you know that your old TV that is not a smart TV can easily be turned into a full Google smart TV? Call Jason's TV now. Our friendly technicians can visit your home, set up your smart TVs and even teach you how to use it all. 0403 688 666.
1FM sponsor.
When it comes to food safety and protecting yourself and your family from getting sick, how many times a day do you think you should wash your hands? Twice a day? Three times a day? Maybe five times? What if I said you should always wash your hands after using the toilet or changing a nappy, after blowing your nose, after touching animals, and before handling, preparing and eating food? How many times a day would it be now? Food safety. It's in your hands. For more information, visit foodsafety.asn.au.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.